It's coming up on Sunday, October 13th. I am talking about the Walk to End Alzheimer's for the greater Omaha area. In fact, there's been some changes. We're going to talk about that. They're all great changes. We're going to talk about what you can do to help end Alzheimer's. And with me this morning is Shan Stavropoulos. She is the development manager, and Greg Schilling, the executive walk chair for Alzheimer's in the greater Omaha area. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, Terry. We love coming.
Now, Shan, I met you a year ago at the Sarpy County Walk. You were brand new then. And we were just talking about it's already been a year. But I want to start out by saying the Walk to End Alzheimer's is now the Greater Omaha Walk. Explain that.
Yes, we decided last year to combine Sarpy and Omaha to make it the Greater Omaha Walk. With Sarpy being so close, we decided we were really dividing our atmospheres and our, you know, constituents and our sponsors and our businesses. And we thought we will have a greater impact and be more efficient if we made it the Greater Omaha Walk. So with that said, we are still honoring Sarpy. We have a lot of Sarpy teams, a lot of Sarpy businesses. It's just now we're all encompassed in one large walk.
And it's at the College of St. Mary campus. And I remember last year we had rain. We were going to do it in Stinson, and we moved it in there. And it's a big, beautiful area. It was so fantastic. You're going to keep it there.
Absolutely. We had 110% positive feedback from everybody involved. The energy is infectious. You don't have to worry about the weather at all. And let's be honest, we're in Nebraska. You never know what we're going to get on a week-to-week basis, especially in October. If it happens to be nice out, all the activities will still be indoors in that beautiful venue at College of St. Mary, but there will be that option to actually take a few laps outside if you'd like to after you've toured around and saw everything that's going on.
Yes. So it's at the CSMM Flames Fieldhouse, College of St. Mary campus, Sunday, October 13th, the registration 9 a.m. And people can register online or that day. Correct?
Absolutely. We will take registrations until walk begins, which is at 11.
And then, of course, the wonderful ceremony we have every year at 10:30 a.m. And then the walk starts at 11 a.m. And again, rain or shine, we will be at the College of St. Mary campus. So, Greg, I want you to tell us all about Alzheimer's this year. What has been done since last year? I know you're new to the executive walk chair. Tell us a little bit about what the funds that we are going to raise are going to go towards.
Yeah, thank you, Terry, for having us this morning. Yeah, the funds will go back to our community for research. It also goes to help support programs for people and awareness, as well as public policy. So we're continually trying to lobby our state and federal legislatures for more funds. It's a terrible disease. It affects so many people in our communities. Over 36,000 people in Nebraska have been diagnosed with it and are living with it currently. It's about 2% of our population, so just under 7 million people across the U.S. It's devastating for the person who has it. It's devastating for their families. And it's really devastating for our communities because it just robs us of just the wonderful people that we have around us. Then last year, the walks raised over $100 million across the country, and that was put back into research. And there's been tremendous progress made in the last couple of years. And just this year, several drugs have been FDA approved. And right now, it's not a cure or a long-term treatment. We're starting to be able to slow the disease, and that's tremendous progress, right? And that's what we're here for, is we're here to just continue to get that research further developed so that someday we won't have to have a walk.
That's right. And that's why we have the white flower during our flower ceremony, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. But yes, I feel like it's kind of that domino effect. But doing the walk is what helps. And I also love the community. And we were talking a little bit about this before the interview about how each of us has been affected. But let's just say you found out someone in your family's been diagnosed. This is where you can come and you're going to be amongst friends immediately. I feel that all the time. And what else I feel when I'm at a walk is hope. And hope is a big key thing when you're going through this.
Absolutely. You know, you talked about the flowers, and we have four different colors of flowers that represent.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Terry. It's our favorite part.
Yes, I love the flowers.
It is such a fun part of our ceremony. And, you know, everybody comes, and in once you register, you go to the flower garden and you pick out your color of flower and you hold on to that until the ceremony. And you talk about the flower colors. Everybody raises their flower color that they represent. It's either orange, which is your supporter, yellow, your caregiver, blue, your living with the disease, and purple, you've lost something. somebody. And then we have that white flower that we typically try to find some cute kiddo in the audience. Our first survivor.
Yes, that's what's fantastic. So tell us about the registration process. I know there are teams you just talked about. You've got one big new team coming out this year. Let's just say they want to start a team.
Absolutely. You just head to our website. It's act.alz.org/Omaha. Again, act.alz.org/Omaha. Takes you right through the process. Really big buttons that say register.
It's easy to follow. You can search by state, put your zip code in, whatever you need to do.
Yeah. Again, it's free. You can also send that link out to anybody to join your team. Obviously, the goal is to get donations and drive these funds, but we also want to bring awareness. So just gathering a team and coming to the walk is the first step, and we would be so thrilled to have you.
Absolutely. Now, Greg, what is the goal this year?
We have a goal of $300,000.
Okay.
And we're a little over halfway there at this point.
Wow,
so we have some work to do, but it's amazing how generous people have already been in our community, and as well as employers. And you know, it's a disease that also affects employers. So if you're listening this morning and you're a business, there's 11 million unpaid caregivers in our country right now taking care of people with Alzheimer's and dementia. About 60% of those are employed. A sad stat, about 40% of caregivers go through some kind of depression. And so it's affecting everyone, not just us individually, but us as employers as well. So we're here to help. And there also is an 800 number. If people are interested, they can call 1-800-272-3900. Again, it's 800-272-3900. And there's people that are staffed there to help you and guide you. Because many of us, when we are faced with this for the first time, we don't know where to turn or what to do.
And again, the community is so, so wonderful. So it is going to be October 13th, which is still a few weeks away here. But tell us day of, we talked about the ceremony a little bit. What else are we going to be doing?
So we're really excited this year because we upped the ante in all different levels. We really want this to be the community's largest support group. We decided it's going to be a day of joy so that people know, whether you're a caregiver living with the disease or you've had somebody pass, that you are not alone in this journey, that there are several of us that are there to lift you up and help you. So we have got approximately 35 to 38 sponsors and vendors that will have booths there. It's great. We have the Omaha Supernovas bringing their traveling trophy.
I know they're
a big part of our association now, and that's just been a great relationship. We've got mascots coming from all over. So Werner Park's mascots, we've got Runza Rex. We're gonna have a little mascot flower race where they all represent a different flower. Speaking of our treatments, we have a youth advisory council that is doing a tent that they are calling their tent in the era of treatment. So they've got Taylor Swift bracelets that they made to give out.
Wow.
They've got glitter. They've got all sorts of fun. We have Pups for a Purpose. It's a pet therapy park. They'll be parked outside. We have so much stuff I can't even keep track, and I don't wanna miss anything because there's so many fun things. We have a chiropractic coming that will give free adjustments. You name it, we have it. Another really fun thing is we are going to have a merchandise tent this year. So you can get awesome garb. Registration is free, but you do get a walk t-shirt if you raise a minimum of $100.
Okay.
But any amount helps. You know what? 79% goes back to our Nebraska community through those things that we have mentioned.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really high percentage, and we're really proud of that. Again, that 24/7 helpline, it is staffed with master level clinicians, and it's offered in 200 different languages. I did want to make note of that, because that's crazy to me, right? To think about
I didn't even know there were that many.
Yes.
Wow.
Everything is free that we offer, but we do, you know, just ask if you can give anything that you can. It all makes a difference.
All right. Yeah. And just showing up and showing up for each other and being a part of this tremendous community, which has grown year after year. I think this is my 8th year with the walk now. And I'm just like so excited by what I've seen and just the progression. I absolutely love the College of St. Mary's. We had so much fun last year.
They're so great to us.
And it's going to be bigger and better this year. Again, the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the Greater Omaha Chapter, Sunday, October 13th. Registration at 9 a.m. It is free. 10:30 a.m. the ceremony, 11 a.m. the walk, rain or shine. And once again, I want to thank Shan Stavropoulos, our development manager, and Greg Schilling, executive walk chair, for joining me today. And I can't wait to see you guys Sunday, October 13th.
Thank you, Terry.
And again, to find out more information about this year's walk on October 13th, go to act.alz.org/Omaha.